Sad Little Men by Richard Beard. Noir Part 1. The Boarding School Experience. I was just 8 years old when my parents sent me away to boarding school. It was 1975 and I was not alone. Boris Johnson and David Cameron, men who would later shape the destiny of England, were also starting their journeys in similar institutions. My first school was Pinewood, a prep school on the edge of the Cotswolds, while Johnson went to Ashdown House and Cameron to Heatherdown. Those early days were marked by a profound sense of loneliness and fear. I quickly learned that the most important lesson for survival was to hide these feelings, even from myself. The letters I wrote home were designed to reassure my parents that I was okay, that they hadn't been cruel by sending me away. But behind the surface banalities about weather, cricket, and sweeties, there was a scared, lonely little boy begging for the love he craved deeply. This emotional austerity started from the moment my parents drove away. A mother's love was a trick that lasted only until the beginning of each term. As I grew older, this sadness turned to anger, with a seething, unspoken promise that someday, somehow, someone would have to pay. Part 2. The Culture of Public Schools. Public schools in England have long been seen as a preparation for leadership. But what kind of leaders do they produce? These schools isolated us in a sort of netherworld, cut off from the national news during term time. This allowed the school authorities to hypnotize us into a cult mentality, teaching us to buy into an idea of British superiority and a warped, war-obsessed, jingoistic idea of history. We were made afraid to feel foolish, angry, loving, stupid, sad, dependent, excited, and demanding. We were wary of feeling full stop. This emotional disconnect was considered a virtue, especially in the context of ruling the empire. But it was a virtue that lingered long after the empire had crumbled. Boys like me were explicitly instilled with a sense of sneering superiority towards anyone who wasn't just like us. Not just the lower orders, but foreigners and women too. The Molesworth books by Geoffrey Willens, which we read, warned us about oiks. Take no notice of them, Molesworth. They do not know any better. Part 3. The Impact on Mental Health and Emotional Life. The experience of boarding school had a profound impact on my mental health and emotional life. It was a place where you had to pretend to be okay when you clearly weren't. The natural reaction of a scared and rejected child was to beg harder for love, but this only led to a deeper emotional scar. The mass gaslighting of children by their caregivers is a phenomenon that demands more attention. We were taught to disregard all feelings, including our own, which meant that people not blessed with a private education were, compared to us, fizzing with emotions and therefore insufferably weak. I recall walking around the deserted grounds of my old school, Radley College, during the lockdown. It was a time for reflection on how the facts of the past shape the present. The system that Cameron and Johnson were raised in was custom-built to turn little boys into men of confidence, resilience, and forcefulness, or, to put it another way, arrogant bullies with little in the way of empathy. Chuck and Farnsworth in Part 4, The Broader Consequences for Society. The culture of public schools has had a broader impact on our society. These schools produced a generation of men who were ill-equipped to handle the complexities of modern life. During the COVID crisis, I was ashamed, sad, afraid, and angry, but not surprised by the mess Britain was in. I recognized the behavior of the people in charge, people like me, my generation of former private schoolboys. The system that raised us was designed to produce leaders who were emotionally disconnected, lacking in empathy and steeped in a sense of superiority. This is evident in the way Boris Johnson and David Cameron have handled their roles in public life. They were trained to disregard feelings, including their own, which has led to a leadership style that is often brutal and disconnected from the human lives they govern. Caricature, Part 5. Personal Reflections and Generalizations. I want to generalize my experience because I believe it reflects a broader truth about the men who have dominated British politics in recent years. The words we and our dominate my narrative because I am speaking not just about myself, but about a generation of men who were shaped by the same institutions. My recollections of childhood feelings of separation and fear, and the repression of those feelings, are moving and thoughtful. However, I am also aware that my attempts to understand Johnson and Cameron might feel shallow, my conclusions predetermined. Yet I believe it is crucial to confront the damage that these schools have done, not just to individuals, but to the society they lead. Part 6, Conclusion and Reflection. In the end, Sad Little Men is a call to understand the aura of entitlement and untouchability that shrouds our governing class. It is a vivid portrait of the political elite exposed for the vulnerable men children they are. The book is a sensitive and incisive analysis of the British class system, one that is both readable and enjoyable despite its serious subject matter. I hope that by sharing my story, I can help others see the lasting legacy of boarding schools on our society. These institutions have produced men who are confident, resilient, and forceful, but also men who are emotionally disconnected and lacking in empathy. It is time to question whether this is really who we want in charge.